This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us on this edition. It is a remarkable weekend that we are embarking upon here in the U.S. Without any question, the 21st commemoration of 9/11 and the attacks of that day would make this weekend unique in and of itself. But coupled with that, what happened yesterday and the passing of Queen Elizabeth, and it just presents a whole different seriousness to what has occurred and what it means for those of us that are still here. If you are like some, my bride, for example, yesterday was an incredibly somber day. I think she thought of the Queen very much like her own mom in many respects. And the mourning of this incredible person is going to officially run for the next 10 days in London and the whereabouts there. I was sad to see that some academics here in the U.S. decided to take a very different approach to the passing of the Queen. But today I want to make this all about what her life was. So we will speak with people that met her, people that knew her, people that were awarded awards by her, but also people that admired her here in the U.S. and abroad. And my first guest is someone who was made an officer of the British Empire just a couple of years ago. May have been actually longer than that, I'm not sure. But I remember when it occurred. And we've spoken with him just recently because he and his wife, Kristen, just finished the Sing 22 worship conference that they lead every year in Nashville. And it is a pleasure to have my friend Keith Getty back with us. Or should I say Sir Keith back with us. Keith, it's always a joy to welcome you.
To be very clear, I'm not Sir. I'm a level below that. So I'm just
okay. Yeah. Well, so my bride and I got into an argument about that. And I was saying, no, he's not a knight and he's not a sir. He's just an OBE. She goes, well, what are you? So I took it with a grain of salt. Keith, let's talk about this. First of all, when you were named an officer of the British Empire, tell Americans what that means and kind of how it hit you when it occurred.
No, it's an award given for achievement and contributions to society. It was the first time it had been given to a church musician of the modern generation since church music started to what you would call the contemporary Christian music movement started 50 years ago. So it was a wonderful privilege, and it's given us some wonderful opportunities in life to lead events, lead music at the Houses of Parliament and of course the Royals have used our music at some of their events as well. So we've had a tiny window and inkling into seeing some of the things that happen, and of course the award was presented by Queen Elizabeth II, so I got 60 seconds conversation with her back in 2018.
What was that like for you, someone who grew up really admiring her?
Oh, it was incredible. You know, they say about astronauts that it's not that you have to be a PhD scientist or a fighter pilot or Olympic fitness or that you beat all the huge competition. The most incredible thing about an astronaut is that because you're being entrusted with hundreds of millions of dollars of investment of the country, they actually go back to the age of five and ask somebody, and interview people who knew you and who were above you for every year of your life to see if there's any cracks in your personality whatsoever. Of course, I wouldn't survive 5 seconds. But that's what makes astronauts amazing. Well, that's kind of been Queen Elizabeth II's reality since she was a tiny girl, that every single move she has made has been watched by society, and she has walked such an extraordinary and exemplary path. And I think that's one of the reasons I admire her. I got together with four friends who are all from Britain last night, all happened to be in America at the minute, and we got together and sat around our fire and just talked about Queen Elizabeth II, life, leadership in the Lord, and just how the four of us just sat around the fire, and all of us had spent time with her, and so talked about what we'd all learned about life, leadership in the Lord from her. And she really was an extraordinary person.
Well, let's delve into some of those things that you and your friends discussed, because I think for Americans in particular, this is instructive. Keith, we're given a picture of what a modern woman looks like in this country that, if you really had to boil it down to the bare essentials, it would basically be whether or not you were an intersectionalized lesbian feminist who wanted to have abortion. And that is so opposite of not only how very many women live here in America, but when you look around to see examples of great dignity and honor and femininity, but yet also someone who understood her place before God and kind of her role that she was given, in her lifetime here. This is a unique teaching moment for those of us that have daughters, and for many that are still trying to teach our young daughters what a woman looks like. What are some of the life lessons that people can take away from Queen Elizabeth?
Well, I think it begins with a rootedness in faith. Queen Elizabeth, of course, was very private about her faith. She was relatively private about her faith, but she was very serious about her faith. She was a person of the Bible. She was a person who loved the Anglican prayer book, who believed that the liturgies of a Sunday morning influenced the liturgies of your week and influenced the liturgies of your life. She had very close friendship. She had a close friendship with Billy Graham and a very close friendship with John Stott, and always kept close older Christian mentors who she could trust with their opinions. And I think all of those things, it's not documented, but she was supposed to have said, "By the grace of God and the shed blood of Christ, I am saved and will always be." And so she had a very clear sense of faith. But I think there was also something of what you would call old world wisdom, which some people may call it, colonial wisdom, but it really was old fashioned, but it really wasn't. It was an old wisdom that came out of Judeo-Christian values. So, of course, Shakespeare, for example, who was so influenced by Catholicism and the Bible, once said, never show how much you own, never say how much you know. And the Queen was very like that. She had a distinguished silence, which is incredible to think about it. Imagine each of you listening, Christmas in your home with your most difficult relatives. Then imagine being criticized for things that you did. Then imagine having to make decisions and people who it doesn't fit their agenda speak badly of you. Well, that was her everyday reality. She was
for more than 70 years.
All of us at best. I've just left a lunch table where someone was criticizing royal family morality, and this was somebody who is very vociferous at the table. They're insulting a member of the royal family who was a friend of one of the people who's sitting at the table, but they're so sure they know, and of course they haven't got a clue. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And But that was her reality. So she had a distinguished silence that was really extraordinary. But I would say more than that.
Hey, hold that thought. Let's take a break because I need to pay a few bills, and we will come back. Keith Getty, an officer of the British Empire who was awarded that by Queen Elizabeth herself, and we're discussing the passing of Queen Elizabeth, and we will continue momentarily. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. Obviously, a momentous weekend. There will be many things in the country that will draw our attention, from the death of Queen Elizabeth across the sea. All of the news channels flooded with nothing but that coverage. Every movement that is taking place in London right now being watched. And then on the back half of this weekend, there will be the 21st commemoration of the attacks of 9/11. And interestingly enough, those two events are brought together in a very historical moment as well. On the day of 9/11, when the Queen wished to express her support for the special relationship and the colonies across the sea, she had her own honor guard play the Star Spangled Banner in support of what the United States had gone through. And it was symbolic. It was also historic. In more than 600 years, no other song had been played in that time and place other than God Save the Queen or King. And that was something that she broke tradition to do. Getty rejoins me. You know that he's a musician, and we've talked to him many times about his love of hymns and the other things that he and Kristen are doing, like the Sing 22 and other items. But today we're just talking about his favorite monarch of all time, Queen Elizabeth II. And Keith, one of the things that happened here in the States immediately upon her death, the far left had some really poor showing, because there were a couple of academics, one very specifically, that came out and said some of the most cruel things I've ever heard on the passing of someone. I mean, I don't know if you know, the person that I've disliked my entire life, I could say something so cruel as what an academic who teaches critical dialogue as a professor at a higher institution of learning called Carnegie Mellon decided to take a pot shot. And I spoke to this on social media publicly, and I said, for someone who would say that type of thing about Queen Elizabeth, and she was implying that she was racist and that she had led a racist empire to overrun lands and to commit heinous crimes and other things. And I said, for someone to understand or to think that about Queen Elizabeth in the UK in general, you have to accept two things as fundamentally misunderstood. One is the abolitionist movement, which the world got from the United Kingdom itself, and also the very character and desire and actions that Queen Elizabeth herself took over the course of her lifetime. This is a woman who largely decolonized the Commonwealth and brought equity, and sought to, even in her very statement of accepting her role as queen, said that she wanted to give her entire life in service to the people that she was there to serve. Keith, it was a remarkable moment of humility, and I think it denotated a life that would eventually be led that way as well. What is your reaction to how people understood who she was and what she really did do that kind of flew in the face of what people think imperialism was all about.
Yeah, I think I would put it another way, and that is, I don't wish to give. First of all, I don't wish to give the critics that you've mentioned. I don't wish to give them the dignity of airspace. It's disgraceful. But the I think what we need to understand in between is people understand that she was a very classy lady, that she was a conservative lady, that she was someone who, you know, kept her mouth shut when she had to. And those things are all true. I'm true to a remarkable level. But what I think people forget is she was a true radical. And actually, if you're thinking about being a Christian conservative, a true Christian conservative, there is a radical element to it that is beautiful. Not radical as we think of it now, but somebody who is truly visionary. Christian conservatives should not be backwards. They should be visionary. And that's what this queen did. I mean, you know, when I was awarded the OBE from her, she spent 2 hours talking to everybody without even sitting down. She was 88 and she had been in hospital 2 days previous. And she sat and just talked to us standing up. And was remarkable. She was an extraordinarily hard worker, extraordinarily diligent, extraordinarily committed over 70 years to the one job that she knew she had to do. In itself is a lesson for all of us. But people forget that she actually was. She was a radical visionary as well. In 70s Britain, the racism that existed in 70s Britain, you know, at football matches, when a black person would get the ball in the wing, people were throwing bananas at them and trying to hit them with bananas. And she came out and looked after the black community. She came out and looked after the Asian immigrant community. She came out and united communities in extraordinary ways. She, as you said, during her period was the decolonialization of Britain. A combination of British incompetence and then the natural desire for countries for independence. And only she could have ended those things with such beautiful dignity and kept this unification of the Commonwealth, where people were given their freedom, but people also had a sense of partnership and a sense of love and a sense of privilege and a sense of gratitude for the good things that the Commonwealth had brought. And so when I look at her approach to the Commonwealth, to race, to the Aberfan, and her sense of apology, her sense of humanity, despite this extraordinary control, she really was a radical as well. Her view on arts and education, everything. She was somebody who had extraordinary vision for the future of the world.
Heath Getty, we could not have asked for a more insightful and kind of balanced perspective of who she was, and I'm so glad you were able to take some time for us. Please thank your lovely wife, and we look forward to seeing you in New York for the Carnegie Getty Music Festival. It's just an amazing thing when you guys come at the holidays. But in the meantime, be well, my brother, and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right now. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has been announced. It'll take place Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey in London. The UK's longest-serving sovereign died Thursday at her summer residence in Scotland. Her eldest son was officially proclaimed the new British monarch. King Charles III officially ascended upon the death of his mother. Ukrainian forces are claiming their first significant battlefield success in months as Russia announced it was pulling back its forces from 2 areas in the Kharkiv region. An auto parts plant in Kokomo, Indiana is on strike. Members of the UAW at the Stellantis casting plant are citing health and safety concerns as the cause of the strike. They make parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The defense for fallen singer R. Kelly has rested in his federal trial. He's accused of fixing his 2008 state trial. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We continue with our discussion about, what a momentous kind of a weekend this is. Historic, certainly, in perspective, the death of Queen Elizabeth and also the 21st commemoration of the attacks of 9/11 and what happened there. Joining me now is Charmaine Yost, and she joins me often to have serious discussions. And Charmaine, one of the things I love to talk with you about is because a lot of people in this culture in particular have misdefined women to be angry lesbian feminists who just want abortions. And I'm so glad to know so many women who don't come anywhere near fulfilling that kind of caricature of what a modern woman is, yourself being one of the leading examples of that. But when I think of Queen Elizabeth, and it was a very sad day in our household yesterday. My bride is a big fan of Queen Elizabeth. This was a somber moment, and I think it was an important opportunity for us to talk about her impact, an example to women in her line, life and times.
Well, you know, Kevin, first off, thank you. That's an awfully nice thing to say about me. And, you know, it is, you really can't underestimate how important and how impactful it is to conservative women like myself, like your wife, like so many others that you and I know and love, to have these examples like Margaret Thatcher, like Queen Elizabeth, who really have lived their lives in the public sphere and has done so with great dignity and true leadership qualities. They're inspirational examples. And, you know, for me, I during the pandemic, I got really involved in doing ancestry research. And one of the things that surprised me, I didn't realize I was as English as I am. Very English, very Scottish, just much more so than I knew. And you know, this is probably true for a lot of Americans. I don't know that we think all that much about our English heritage, given the fact that, you know, historically we split off from them. But, you know, that's why they call it a very special relationship. And so to have someone like her who has really led their country for as long and as consistently, you know, with quiet dignity is really something.
I was rereading her speech from when she accepted, her coronation. And I think she was all of 26 at the time. And she said something along, and I'm going to mischaracterize it here because I don't have it in front of me, but she said something to the effect of, I will use every moment that I have to serve you, the people of this imperial kingdom, and that we will basically, she that was how she lived her life. And she very much insisted upon that amongst the royal family. Like we've seen even in just recent days when the kids have behaved badly and it's become known, they don't get the royal subsidies and the royal fund. But those that live their life in service to the people continue to, hold those special positions with her. And I just think that you talk about someone, I mean, she knew Billy Graham intimately. I believe she loved the Lord dearly. And when it came to trying to rally her people through some of the darkest moments of human history, even though that her first prime minister was Winston Churchill, and he was pretty good at doing that himself, it was still her voice and her calm that brought, in many respects, the world to a higher place.
Well, you know, Kevin, you make a really good point, which is that, you know, maybe over the next 10 days, 2 weeks, as the world focuses on the legacy of her life, maybe one of the most important and enduring legacies will be this time where the word duty and service keep coming up, because those are the creeds that she lived by, which really goes against an awful lot of the self-referential focus that we battle against in kind of the ethos of today.
And no, that's true.
So, you know, duty and honor, they're just such old-fashioned words, right? But when I think of her, those are some of the qualities that come to mind.
Yeah, I can't get away from it. And she had a rough last year or so with the loss of her husband and then all of the kind of public embarrassment that Harry and Meghan and some of the others rained down, Prince Andrew, etc. But through it all, dignity and class and acknowledging God's existence and saying that she was his servant, really, truly meaningful. Charmaine, always appreciate it. Thanks for spending time with us.
Great to be with you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't like nobody but me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live.
Was the Queen's Honor Guard, the soldiers with the big fluffy hats on top of their heads. And that was the first time in centuries, I think ever, actually, that the Star-Spangled Banner had been played by that Royal Musical Regiment. Governor Mike Huckabee, when and thanks for joining us, when we think of Queen Elizabeth, she broke the mold on so many levels, and playing the Star-Spangled Banner in honor of her friends, the Americans, on 9/11 was just a symbol of that.
Well, it was a big moment because never in 600 years had any song other than the official British song been played at such an occasion. And so for them to play the Star-Spangled Banner was incredibly significant, a very emotional thing, I think, for a lot of Americans to realize that our friends of the UK were standing with us in a very profound way. And, you know, we needed it at that time. We were still wounded and hurting and bewildered and shocked. And it was a great source of comfort to the people of the U.S.
It's kind of a perfect way to join today's discussion with you, Governor, because we will observe the 21st remembrance of 9/11 on Sunday, and yet the world just lost this incredible human being. I'm sure you saw the memes floating around in social media over the last 24 hours, but there's this college professor that has said she hoped the Queen had every ounce of anguish and pain as she was dying, and just real vitriolic, evil kind of well wish. And this from a professor of critical dialogue. So she's supposed to be really good at the dialogue, and this is how she's expressed her feelings. She implied that the Queen oversaw a racist empire and was calloused about it. Governor, if people know their history, two things are important about that. One, it was the Brits that led the world in the abolitionist movement. And secondly, it was the Queen herself that really decolonized a lot of the Commonwealth.
You know, when I read some of the comments of this, I'll say so-called professor, because
correct.
You wonder, how did she ever get an academic degree and a teaching job? And as much as I believe in academic freedom, I also believe in academic responsibility. And to say the kind of things that she said in the very presence of what had happened to the Queen and a beloved world figure, I just find that truly beyond the pale. And I'm glad that there were people that pushed back, including, of all people, Jeff Bezos, who is not only the Amazon founder, but also the publisher of the Washington Post.
Right.
It was appalling. And there's an old saying that if you can't say something good about somebody, just don't say anything. And here is a great occasion where this professor should have just kept her mouth shut.
Well, and my point going beyond that, because that's obviously true, just in the sense of wanting to be civil in a tender moment. But it really was the character of Queen Elizabeth II to be very kind of counterintuitive to what the monarchy had been prior to her. And in fact, she was on the African continent when she became queen, doing service to the kingdom and to the Commonwealth, to the people of Kenya, when her father died.
And all of that is lost on a hateful person whose obvious academic credentials are lacking. And, you know, she could do a Wikipedia search and find out a little bit more than she knew. But that's not what the left is about. It's very disturbing, Kevin, that we're living in a world where the simplest of civilities, and that has always been practiced in the presence of one's death. No matter how much you had conflict with a person or disliked the person, at the point of their passing, you just simply said nothing, or you found something within the entirety of their life to acknowledge as having been good. And I hate that we come to a place in society where there are people who can't even do that. The most elemental form of civility.
Now, you personally never met the Queen yourself, but you said that that next governor of Arkansas that shares your name did. To explain how that happened and what was her reaction to it when she had that experience.
Well, she was, of course, press secretary for President Trump when the president made his very famous visit to the U.K., and there was a wonderful reception for him. And despite the press's attempts to make it appear that there was a cold, sort of chilly relationship, there really wasn't. In fact, Sarah not only got to meet the Queen, but at lunch she sat literally right beside then Prince, now King Charles. Had a delightful visit. And she told me, she said, you know, the remarkable thing, how gracious the Queen was, and even though they told him to, here's how you meet the Queen and all of those things, they were all very careful about that. But the Queen was gracious and kind and polite, and said she just had an aura of charisma that was truly remarkable. But it was also interesting, Sarah said that the Queen and President Trump got along delightfully and were just yucking it up like old pals. that was something that you didn't hear a lot about, but as the Brits would say, they got on quite famously.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks for sharing that and for discussing this a little bit. It is the 21st remembrance of 9/11. Governor, real quickly, what's something that's on your mind as it pertains to what you're thinking about this year?
I can't help but think of what a sad decline we have faced since that day. I remember watching members of Congress from both parties standing on the steps of the Capitol singing hymns together. And I look at what's happened to our culture now, and I see people yelling and screaming and wanting to cancel other people because they disagree. I don't want us to go through another 9/11 or some kind of trauma. I'm not sure we would behave as well. But I would love to see us once again love America. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Governor, thank you as always for your thoughts today.
Thank you, Kevin. Take care, my friend.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was already I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael W. Smith.
When the night seems to stay almost lost, gone away, but I know I'm not alone. by the light, she stands. Then she waves, faithful friend, shimmering stars, westward wind, show the way, carry me to the place she stands.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.